Hello, this is Daryl Sinclair for Big K Footy on Radio Great Southern, reporting on the upper grade season for 2024 for Toolmart, your complete tool centre. Please phone 627 800 00 or email toolmart.com.au. Its guest is Arthur Todd, who recently was inducted on the AFL honour roll for his service to umpiring. Welcome to the program, Arthur.
Thanks, Daryl. Glad to be here.
Great to have you aboard. Before we talk about the award and you, and the achievement, what brought you to Katanning, Arthur?
Well, I grew up in Scarborough in Perth, and when I left school, I joined the railways in at a place called Perth Goods, which was between the old Metro Markets and the Horseshoe Bridge. And back in those days, as a young fella, you had to do 2 years in the bush. So I thought, I'll get my 2 years out of the way and I'll get back to Perth. So I applied for a transfer and they sent me to Katanning in 1969. So as a wet behind the ears 19-year-old that had never left his mum, I arrived there in Katanning at about 2 o'clock in the morning on a freezing cold, pouring with rain, early hours of the morning. And all I wanted to do was go back to my mum.
Right.
Anyway, as I said, I was coming here for 2 years. And when I got here, I was the ticket clerk and paymaster. And we had 105 men and one woman on the payroll in Katanning. So I married the one woman and I'm still here.
Oh, so you married the woman you worked with?
I did.
That's a good strategy to keep you in town. So was your wife a Katanning girl?
Yes, yep, born and bred, as was her mother.
Right, okay. So you're just about a local now, Arthur.
Oh, don't think you ever do become a local if you import, do you?
No, most probably not. did you play footy at Katanning?
No.
How'd you get into umpiring then?
Okay, well, I never played football. When I say I never played football, I played two games for Noangrup Reserves and one game for Oswald's Reserves.
Yes.
Very poorly because I got two left feet. Pretty hopeless as a footballer. So what got me into umpiring is I started off as secretary of the Wanderers Footy Club. And from there, I became president of the old Central Great Southern Footy League. And when I finished that, I enjoyed my involvement in footy and wanted to stay involved. So I thought, well, umpiring is probably a good way to do that. And like I do with most things, if I'm going to do it, I do it properly. So I went and did my accreditation up to level two, which at that time was as high as you could go if you weren't involved with state or Victorian football.
That's right.
And so it started from there.
So my guess is you've been, I know a lot of people got a 25-year service and on the honour roll. My guess is you've been in it more than 30-odd years.
42 this year.
Right, yeah, because I know you used to, and I reckon they're great memories, Arthur, used to come down to Perth for what was known then as Country Week, didn't you?
I did indeed. And one of the things that I always did is the commission asked us all to write back our thoughts after each Country Week. And I put a couple of ideas forward, and it took about 3 years to happen, but the commission finally took it on board. And one of those was that all country umpires stay together at one hotel rather than with their teams, because you virtually sit on the outside. You weren't included.
And that's right.
And that they invite AFL and WAFL umpires to come along and talk about their experiences, and then people like yourself and others to come along and talk about umpiring in general and what the pathways were for particularly younger people.
Now, for memory, I think Peter Trude might have been behind putting everyone under the one roof.
Yep, was the guy I used to write to, talk to, nag, whatever. Yeah, Peter Trude was the man. Top bloke, really good guy to deal with.
Yeah, okay. So what were some of your highlights in umpiring then, mate?
Some of my highlights?
Yeah.
Probably the biggest highlight was I umpired three curtain raiser games at Subiaco to Eagles matches, and I did one at the Wacker, and the WA Footy Commission invited me down to Perth to do two national schoolboy competitions at the Wacker.
Right.
So that would have to be the highlights.
Because I've got no doubt that if you had lived in Perth, You would have definitely umpired Colts or Reserves footy.
Yeah, look, if I'd been in Perth, I would have been able to put a whole lot more in to the training and the learning. I mean, I tried to learn everything I could about umpiring, and I make sure that I always have the current rule book on my phone. I get on the AFL community football websites, make sure my accreditation is up to date, do all that sort of stuff.
Well, you were most probably one of the rare goal umpires, or maybe even umpires, that always reinvented himself through online learning or coming to Perth. Well, because I remember coming down, all the country blokes who umpired Waffle would come down, and back on the Thursday night, they'd say, this bloke Arthur Toddy in Katanning, it's great to have a goal umpire who knows what he's doing respectfully to all club umpires, because you did take it seriously, and some might say you took it too seriously, but you're right, you wanted to do the job well, Arthur.
Yeah, well, I've always had this belief that if you're not prepared to put the effort in and do it right, don't do it.
Yeah, because you would also remember back in the country week days, we had a lot of goal umpires come from the country. I think Roy Dolan might have been one of them.
Roy umpired a lot of games with Roy Dolan.
Yeah, and there were blokes from like Jason Crow.
Yes, from Bunbury.
And the blokes from up north. So it was a really strong goal umpiring contingent, if you like, who used to come to Perth.
Yeah, I think... one of the things I was sort of pretty proud of is that the top umpires, goal boundary and field, came from those larger centres, Kalgoorlie, Bunbury, Geraldton and Kalgoorlie, because they had proper umpire panels, which sadly this league is not in the slightest bit interested in providing, but that's another story. So they all trained together. They had top-level coaches training them, and I had to train myself. And I'd go down to Perth, and every year I'd decide to do this goal umpiring. I'd go in with the same intention that the players play the game for, and that's to do a grand final. And so when I went to Perth, that was the attitude I took with me. And I was the first goal umpire ever actually selected to do a Country Week A-grade grand final.
Yes, because I think back then, in due respect to everyone, there wasn't a real good selection process. And then
there wasn't a selection process. It was if your team was in the grand final, then you provided the goal umpires. And I got so frustrated because they would just pull anybody out. And Country Week football was putting country football on display to the metropolitan area. And it was being made to look second rate, and I got that made me really cross, and that's what fired me up to Johnson?
David Johnson, yep, Jono.
David Johnson, that fired me up, and I had a long talk with him, wrote to him, and that was how we got the idea of that we would start to have observers. We would be marked, and goal boundary and field umpires would be selected on performance at country league.
And that was a real good initiative of David Johnson and Peter Drood, and then the late Michael Ball, myself, then followed that through, because blokes then knew they were going to be assessed and selected on merit, not because the Southwest were in the grand final, you supply your own goal umpires or whatever it was. So, yeah, look,
Southwest got very upset the first year that selections were made, and I got selected and their goal umpires didn't. In fact, they packed up and went home.
Yeah, I actually remember that, and a couple of the umpires who got the lesser grades actually didn't take their appointment, and the powers to be frowned upon that. So, no, you've certainly had a wonderful goal umpiring career, and you're still doing it, Arthur, aren't you?
I am. I'm 74. Still love doing it. And as I said to Pauline, she said, "Aren't you getting too old?" And I said, as long as I can still do it properly, and as long as I'm fit enough to do it, I'll keep doing it.
I was going to say, you've most probably answered the question, but what's the future hold for you, reckon? I know you're pretty busy in Katanning, with the history of Katanning, but you still see yourself going for a few more years, health permitting, Arthur?
Yes, absolutely. As I said, as long as I'm able to, and as long as I still enjoy it, although it gets, in this league, unfortunately, it gets very frustrating. But as long as I can do it and I still enjoy it, I'll continue to do it, because I love being involved in the game, and like you, I'm not a very good spectator.
No, that's why when you don't do it, I jump in quick. But no, but I must say, Arthur, look, I still see a lot of amateur footy, and it's a common problem Australia-wide. You know, there is still a lot of fellas your age and older participating in what they call Perth Footy League, which is the old AMOs, and there is just not enough, I suppose, younger people coming through. And I know it's hard because clubs struggle to get trainers and coaches and water boys. So you really wonder where the next, if you like, wave of goal field and boundary umpires is going Australia-wide, Arthur.
Well, I'm a firm believer that the reason that they struggle to get umpires of all genres, particularly young people, is the WAFL doesn't know how to sell it.
They need to
sell it to young people that if you join one of these league panels and are taught how to do it, it's the start of a pathway to the AFL. And that should be the main criteria. The same as it is for players. You start off at junior footy because it's a pathway to the AFL. And they need to do that with the umpires. Start off with the junior grades, learn your craft, and it's a pathway to the AFL. And what I try to do down here is so many young people head to Perth or to the coast when they finish school for various reasons. And we need to be saying to them, learn your craft here, and you go down to Perth, and there's a good chance you'll be picked up by the amateur leagues down there, and you get paid to do it, unlike here, which is another reason why they don't get people.
Yeah, and look, and absolutely, and I know when I was at the commission and Dave Johnson and Trudy and Borley, I think we've all tried, but what happens is locally, and when I say locally, I mean in Perth, Perth don't have to worry about goal umpires because it's waffle. We have them hanging out of they have them hanging out of their ears. But in country footy, it's just so difficult. So I'm not sure what the real answer is. It's been a problem long term, Arthur. So look, it's been you've had a wonderful career, Arthur.
Well, I have, and hopefully it'll last a few more years. But I've ever since Katanning's been in this league, I have written to this league on numerous occasions with ideas on how to get a goal and boundary umpires. And all I get told is, oh, it's the responsibility of the clubs. Therein lies the problem. It can't be the responsibility of the clubs. The league has to create an umpires panel, like Daryl Carpenter and myself did down in Albany. And look at the umpires they've got down in Albany, the numbers that they've got.
And even Ongerup had their own goal umpiring panel right up until, I think, 2 years ago. So I think it can be done. You've just got to perhaps promote it in the right way. So Arthur,
well, it has to be the league that takes it on. And don't handball to the clubs, because individually, you just don't have the numbers to be able to provide training and education and what have you. It has to be driven by the league.
Absolutely right, Arthur. Let's. That's the easy bit. This is the hard bit. We're going to talk about round six games, which is brought to you by Sports Power. Boddington, who are on top of the ladder and going pretty well, Toddy, are playing Wickham in third. How do you see this one going?
Oh, I think that would be one of the best games of the round, I would imagine. And I've seen Boddington play, but I haven't seen Wickham play. I think that Wickapen might have it over Boddington.
Well, okay, that's a big call, because I think most people think Boddington are most probably clear favourites. So a brave selection. Brookton Pingerley, fourth, play Wagen, who are seventh, but they both had the same number of wins. This is going to be a good game of footy, Arthur.
Yes, yeah, and I saw Wagen when they played for Tanning, and they actually turned on a really good brand of football. And okay, I know Wanderers are struggling at the moment, having lost so many players, and they've got to rebuild. However, and generally you play as well as you're allowed to, but I think Wagen played above themselves on that game. And I would think that they could do the job.
Yeah, look, I agree with that. Moving on to the broadcast game is Cochrane Dunbuyung versus Narrogin Hawks. Sixth and fifth, respectively, Toddy. They've won the same amount of games. This could be a real good game of footy.
It will be. And, I mean, when you've got teams that are similar level on the ladder and both playing reasonably good footy, this would be a difficult one to pick, I think. Narrogin.
I might go the opposite, but it's interesting, Arthur. Brookton Pingerley, Narrogin Hawks, Cochrane and Wagen, they're all on two wins each, so it's sort of an eight-point game to these clubs as we're nearing the end of, eight games, the first half of the season. So it'll be interesting to see how those four clubs play on the weekend. Getting to the next game, and we never thought we'd say this, but it's Williams, who are going pretty well in last year's grand finalists, are playing Katanning Wanderers, who are eighth on the ladder. Can you make a case for Katanning Wanderers, Arthur?
Look, as I said, they're in the process of rebuilding. They've got a new coach. They've got a new team of people behind them, although they've still got a lot of the old regulars, like Kenny Quatermain, that's been part of the club since Noah was a boy. So I just don't think that they have got the footy skills, if you like, at the moment with the team that they've got to knock off Williams.
And as we were talking off air, it does go in cycles, and a lot of these fellas are getting a lot of experience playing, I suppose, at a high level, which should help the club long term. I'd like to think Katanning Wanderers can be a lot more competitive than what we have been. I know we get a few injuries back. I think Norrish is back. Abdul Pickett's back. Kyle Sinclair's back. So that adds a little bit to the team. But you'd be a brave man to pick Katanning Wanderers. So I think Williams will win comfortably.
Yeah, and as I said, you know, when a team's rebuilding, I mean, we saw what happened to the Eagles at AFL level. I mean, you start to have things happen that are out of your control. You've got a lot of work to do to bring your team back up to the top, and it doesn't happen overnight.
No, look, absolutely. And the other one that springs to mind is Richmond. You know, it's only a couple of years ago they were a powerhouse, and now, you know, they're sitting second bottom in the AFL. So you're right, it does take time, and I think we're fortunate. Katanning Wanderers folk are pretty loyal. So hopefully they can have a good run on the weekend.
I'd love to see them be a bit more competitive. And I think Steve is probably a good man in that position, because he's done it all. He's played at the top level in country football. He's umpired, and now he's coaching. And he's a very fit man himself. So I think they've got the right guy there to steer them in the right direction.
I think you're right. I think he's in terms of developing young men, I think he's the right fit at this point in time. Look, Arthur, we could talk forever about footy and umpiring, and particularly in your skill set, goal umpiring, but thanks for being on the program, and once again, congratulations on your outstanding service to football and umpiring. 42 years, long, long time in footy, waving the flag. So it was great to have you on the program, Arthur.
Thanks, mate. Appreciate it.
And we'll see you, no doubt, at Williams.
You will. I will be
there.
Thanks,
Toddy.
Okay, mate. See ya.